Where I spend my thought time is who I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Where I spend my thought time is who I am. It's easy to spend our thought time on things that are positive or things that are negative. The choice is ours. And where I spend my thought time is who I am. I spend my thought time thinking about how wonderful this world is that I live in. How great every person on this planet Earth is. Now, we have the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And so naturally, we have many people calling us every day. Our telephone almost rings off the hook with people calling, saying, I have a problem, can you help me? And we ask them, okay, what is the solution you'd like to have? What is the solution that would make you so happy, so fulfilled, so great? What solution would you like in your life that would say to you, yes, 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 that's it, that's it, that's it. What solution would do that to you? Well, and then they say, I don't know. And we say, oh, yes, you do. You know that if you could see everything in the sunlight, if you could see everything no longer in the shadows, but in the sunlight, that you'd be quite happy. If you could see everything and everybody enjoying themselves and finding beauty and goodness in life, you'd be very happy. If you could see the good in life, if you could see the Pollyanna in life, you'd say, wow, that's too good to be true, but maybe so, maybe not. Where I spend my thought time is who I am. So, I say to these people, as all the practitioners here at the university to say, my friends, what is the desire of your heart? What do you want? Now, what are the illusions, the appearances in your life? Not what are the things that you've been experiencing, but what do you really want? What do you really want? Well, I want to be whole. I have a hurt. I have a pain. And this pain makes me think I should go to the doctor. This pain makes me think I should go and have some help about it. Well, what do you think every time you feel the pain? Well, I feel it hurts. I don't like it. Well, yeah, you feel it hurts and you don't like it. But what do you do about it? Well, I feel it and I don't like it. What silly questions you ask. No. What do you do when you feel a pain? What do you do when the water in the bathtub starts running over the top of the bathtub? Oh, what a stupid question. No. What do you do when the water starts running over the top of the bathtub? Well, I shut the water off. That's right. You shut the water off. You don't worry about mopping up the water that's running all over the floor. You don't worry about the water running over the edge of the bathtub. You just say, hey, the water is running out of control. I shut it off. I turn it off. And then I reach down and I pull the plug out of the bathtub. I pull the plug out of the drain so the water may run away. I take the necessary corrective experiences to put everything in divine order. The divine order is there. It's merely that I have to put my direction to it. So I have a pain. And so I worry about the pain, and the pain gets worse and worse, and it runs over the edge of the bathtub, and it runs all over the floor, and pretty soon I got pain all over my body. Yes, that's what we do, isn't it? Well, I tell everyone who calls, I say, now, just take a couple deep breaths and relax. Deep breath and relax. Now, say to yourself, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. My body is the temple of the living spirit. My body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Every function of my body operates in divine order right now. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Where I spend my thought time is who I am. And when I start saying, I am peace, the pain goes away. The pain goes away. And then I say, I am peace. I am peace. And I relax, and I let go. And as I let go, all of the pain and all that caused the pain ceases to be. And I am peace. Oh, I might get a twinge. I might get a twinkle here and there where the pain might want to get my attention again. And I just deep breathe, let it all out, and I say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And as I consistently, continuously say, I am peace, it is gone. I am peace. Now, I tell myself, my body is a temple of the living spirit, and all is in divine order now. That's its reality. Now, what I've done to cause my body to be out of order, I say, well, I'm old, or I'm decrepit, or I twisted my ankle, or I did something wrong, I ate something bad, or I ain't what I used to be. I'm not the child I used to be, the young, whole, perfect little baby that I used to be. Oh, yes, you are. You are always the little baby you once were. Yes, you grew up in your attitude, but you didn't grow up in who you really are. Who you really are is that ideal, divine, wonderful child. Who you are is that perfect being. Who you are is that ideal being that you are. Be at peace. Whenever there is confusion and tension, whoever is in charge creates peace. When a person walks into a room filled with angry people, and that person is peace, that person need not be the leader. That person need not be a dignified figure that everyone recognizes. But the aura, the charisma of their peace, pervades the room. They don't say, peace, everybody, shut up, stop fighting, stop being nuns. They don't say that. They are peace in their heart. And they say in their heart, peace. Peace, peace. And as they exude this peace, their peace is so powerful that it completely inundates the room. It floods the room with all of the power of peace and all the power of love and joy. Where I spend my thought time is who I am. So I spend my thought time in peace. I spend my thought time in joy. I let go of the anxieties of my heart. And as I let go of the anxieties in my heart, of the anxiousness, the tensions, the feelings that everything needs to be put to right, as I let go, then balance once again returns to my body, and my body functions in its ideal, perfect way. When all the tension, when all the anxiety, when all that which would tear my body apart is put to rest, to rest, to rest, to rest, to peace, to rest, when it is put to balance, to balance, to balance, to balance, to balance, when it is put to peace, to peace, to peace, to peace, when it is put to peace, then all my worries are over, all my anxiety is gone. All the tension which would destroy me is now gone. I may walk into a room filled with people having many problems, and when I walk in, peace. This is an interesting illustration, but here is the waiting room of the doctor. It is filled with patients eager to see him for many reasons. And the doctor arrives at the office at his appointed time, but the door is open before that so the patients can come in and sit down. And they're all sitting there. Well, the doctor comes in the front door, not the back door. He comes in the front door. He walks right through the waiting room where the patients are sitting. And he is peace. He is peace! And he walks into that room, and in his peace, he says to everyone, "Good morning. Oh, what a wonderful group of people you are. Thank you for coming to visit me. Thank you for bringing me your joy and your peace. You're wonderful. I look forward to talking with each one of you. Oh, you're so wonderful." And the doctor smiles and he says to his nurse, "Thank you, love, for opening the door so these people may sit down here comfortably in our waiting room." And then he goes into his office, and before he does anything, he sits down in a chair. And he said, "I am peace. Every person I speak to today, I give them of my peace, not as the world gives it, but the peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that quiets all tension and anxiety, the peace that heals and is everlasting." And the doctor opens the door and says, "All right, nurse, let the first patient come in, please." And the first patient comes in, and already the first patient feels 100% better than when they entered the office. And they say, "Doctor, I really feel very good." And the doctor says, "That's wonderful. Now, remember, always say, 'I am peace. I am peace. I am peace.' And whatever the needs of your heart or your body, they will blend in harmony and be in peace." Throughout the day, the doctor speaks with each patient in that loving way. And the doctor is magnificent in peace because he shares that which he is, and he is that which he shares. Yes. Where I put my thought time is who I am. Where the doctor puts his thought time is who the doctor is. Where the patient puts their thought time is who the patient is. Now, we have the choice that we can make all for ourselves of whatever our values are, whatever the dream and desire of our heart is, we can make it. Now, who are you and what do you want out of life? Who am I and what do I want out of life? Where I spend my thought time is who I am. Where I meditate in my thought time is who I am. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that is meant to be. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that is meant to be. With God as my creator, one with all the world, I am creating my peace, first in me to be. Yes, let that peace that always has and always will dwell in you and me, be everlastingly radiating outwardly. And wherever I am, there is peace. For I am peace, I am balance, and all is in divine order. Where I spend my thought time is who I am. And my thought time is spent in unconditional love of myself and my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.